Do you want a bank that talks sustainable growth or walks it? The series is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.
With me now is Ivana Singh, and she is Head of Sustainable Finance Solutions at Nedbank CIB, Corporate and Investment Bank. Ivana, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you with us as the World Economic Forum in Davos is in full swing. And I suppose just starting with that overarching objective, where Nedbank is really trailblazing when it comes to climate finance and transitioning into climate-friendly, responsible moves from an overarching perspective. Perhaps just start there.
Great. Thanks, Bronwyn, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Climate and sustainability is key on our agenda and has been given high priority, and definitely is an area where we have been making fantastic strides within. Recognizing the need to move forward sustainability through mainstream finance is really where we are setting our resources, our focus, and our expertise to deliver a transition and to deliver sustainable development objectives, as well as shared value for key players in this ecosystem.
Now, you are seeing awards coming in from far and near when it comes to your moves in sustainability and finance in that arena, and particularly if I refer now to the recognition that you received by Global Finance Magazine for your sustainability-linked bonds. What really gives you the competitive advantage in this arena?
Sure, thanks, Bronwyn. And I'll put that down to probably three things. Firstly, our pioneering leadership and technical expertise in the space. If we go back to 2019, we were the first arrangers of green renewable energy bonds in this market, which was well oversubscribed. And subsequently in 2020, we issued the first green tier two capital. And following on from that in 2021, we were the first bank on the African continent to issue a green additional tier one instrument. And later the same year, issue a green residential development bond, which actually employs blend finance characteristics as well. So I think it is about going above and beyond that has been differentiating us. Secondly, it would be our approach to sustainable finance solutioning, whereby we move from a point of departure of looking to unlock systems value and reduce systemic risks and effectively ensure that this remains profitable for all stakeholders in the ecosystem. And thirdly, I would say it is our ability to collaborate with our investors as well as our clients on their sustainability journeys, which enables us to then understand quite intimately the bridges and the gaps that they are faced with, and then be able to propose solutions that can effectively bridge those gaps.
So there is a growing trend, Ivana, to the sustainably linked finance. And what in essence are we talking about here?
Sure. Sustainability linked finance is effectively an instrument where the proceeds raised can be used by borrowers for general corporate purposes. But attached to the financing are what we refer to as sustainability key performance indicators, as well as associated sustainability performance targets alongside those indicators. And by attaching these indicators and targets to the financing, it aims to incentivize borrowers to meet these targets over the life of the financing. And if met, there's potentially a small incentive or penalty that may apply if these targets are not met.
Conundrum, I suppose, is that the take-up of sustainability-linked financial products has been much slower in the emerging market and the developed world, including South Africa. What can be done to accelerate the growth in these financial products?
Observation is quite right. I think we've seen the trend grow exponentially in the offshore markets, and then coming back home, South Africa has now caught on to that trend, and that the market is growing. I think we've seen north of 20 billion rand in this market alone, and we're definitely seeing a higher level of activity. But I think to the point of stimulating this market, I think it's probably twofold. The one is it is reflective of where clients are on their sustainability journeys, as we have borrowers at varying phases of their sustainability journeys right now who may or may not be ready to actually partake in these types of financing instruments. And then secondly, I think it's about actually building awareness of this type of product within the treasury teams of borrowers on the African continent and building them the technical capacity to be able to actually structure these instruments and deliver into it.
And Ivana, just from your perspective, I mean, this is what you live on a day basis, day-to-day basis within your corporate agenda. What is the legacy that you ultimately want to leave when you think about the space that you play in, just as a final thought?
Bronwyn, I think the legacy for me is that we all in this together and we end up in a win-win situation. I think the proof will be in the pudding as to whether we see progress from various indicators and metrics. And the fact that we will be able to measure our progress on this looking back, that for me will be a good indicator of whether we've been successful or not.
Ivana Singh, Head of Sustainable Finance Solutions at Nedbank Corporate and Investment Bank. Thank you so much for talking to us here as we are on the ground at the World Economic Forum Davos 2022.
Do you want a bank that talks sustainable growth or walks it? The series is brought to you by Nedbank Corporate and Investment Banking.